It's a huge annoyance that I have to bring this up again, and I'm going to keep bringing it up until these works is carried out. We hear today, and when I've raised this, that the feasibility study is almost complete, and it'll be completed in the third quarter of this year. So that means we're looking at September time. That report then that shows that there's a need for work to be done there. We'll have to seek funding for that, and we also might have to seek planning for it. And this is not good enough. I keep saying this relating to schools throughout the country. It's about that. It's all about the time consuming. That this takes up a lot of time to get it to a stage where you get to the construction stage, and it's not good enough. I don't think that the TIA is taking it serious enough. They're not listening to us enough. And these works now, we're going to have the children and parents back at that school again in September with no works done. And it's just not good enough. And I'm going to keep battering that drum, as you said earlier on the conversation. I'm going to keep battering that drum until we get these works to construction.
There would have been an expectation there among the community of Duncan Ely to have that done over the summer period. And it must be very frustrating for not only the community, but for yourself, Councillor Jordan, that has to go back to them time and time again to say, this is the update, this is the same update I keep getting for the last 6 months or more.
Yeah, it's hugely annoying. And it's annoying for parents and to think they're going to have to take their children back to school again. And they're going to have to live on the same fair, crossing the same road, and no works. And as I say, it's totally frustrating for me, not alone me as a local rep, because a number of local reps would have been contacted in this. But I can assure the people out there that we're going to keep battering this drum until there's works carried out at the school.